Hello.
Hello. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you some questions about your attitudes and opinions. Your number was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
I'm a female.
Thank you very much. Now, what is the year of your birth?
1922.
Thank you very much. Are you registered to vote, or like many people, are you not registered?
Am I what?
Registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. Are you Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
In that case, what is your race? Are you white, black, or African American, American Indian, or Alaska Native, Asian,
I'm
Pacific?
American.
This is just for demographic purposes. We do need your race.
I'm a white.
Okay, thank you. Now, in general, do you feel positive or negative about each of the following? The future of the planet? Positive or negative?
Future of what?
Of the planet. Do you lean more towards a positive attitude or a negative one?
I'm positive.
Thank you. Your own future? Do you feel positive or negative about your own future?
Positive.
And what about the future of the country?
Positive. I'm a positive thinker.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means that your vote has a lot of power.
It has an average amount.
And from the scale from 0 to 10?
The what?
From a scale from 0 to 10?
We'll go with 5.
Thank you. Of the following issues, which 3 are the most important to you? Student loans, economy and cost of living, abortion access, immigration, healthcare, national security, racism and discrimination, education, mental health, crime, climate change, or gun violence?
The whole works.
What are your 3 top out of the list?
Well, I don't remember what all the ones you said. Something about health.
Okay.
Education.
Okay. Thank you.
What else was there?
Student loans, economy and cost of living, abortion.
Economy.
Okay, thank you. So the ones you chose were economy and cost of living, healthcare, and education.
Correct.
Thank you. And thinking about this chapter of your life, which 3 of the following do you currently prioritize the most? Your hobbies and free time activities, improving or maintaining mental health, your education, caring for senior family members, contributing to positive change in your community, improving or maintaining physical health, advancing in your career, having or caring for children, economic security and financial independence, relationships like romantic partnerships or friendships, or work-life balance or other.
There's so many there, I don't know, just pick 3.
Well, we would like to hear your opinion, so I can choose for you. But what are the three that you prioritize the most, and I can match it later.
I don't remember all the ones you said.
Just tell me which 3.
Education.
Okay, thank you.
Health.
Okay, mental health or physical health?
Physical health.
Mm-hmm.
And mental health.
Are those your three choices, improving or maintaining mental health, your education, and improving or maintaining physical health?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Which of the following traits are most important to your identity? You may choose up to three of the following. Being a member of your racial ethnic group, being young, your personality, your role in relationships like being a mother, caregiver, wife, or friend, your sexual orientation, your spiritual and religious beliefs, your profession, your hobbies or interests, being a woman, or being American?
Well, being an American,
mm-hmm.
being a woman,
okay.
And what were the others?
Being a member of your racial or ethnic group, being young, your personality, your roles in relationships.
My personality.
Thank you. When you think about the American political system, which emotions do you feel most often? You may choose up to two of the following. Dread, anger or frustration, exhaustion, pride, disappointment or sadness, hope or happiness.
Happiness, hope.
Okay.
And what was the other?
Oh, we already have the two. Thank you. Now, which of the following statements comes closest to your opinion? Statement A, our government and political system work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people. Statement B, our government and political system do not work effectively now to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people, but it could in the future. Or statement C, our government and political system will likely never work effectively to provide solutions for the issues facing the American people.
The first one.
Okay, thank you. How much do you think decisions made by the following affect your personal life? Do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all? How much do you think the decisions made by the following affect your personal life? And do their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little, or not at all?
Somewhat.
The first one is community organizations like nonprofits or grassroots coalitions?
Oh, I don't know. Either one.
Would that be somewhat, a little, or not at all?
A little, yeah.
Thank you. The next one is the Supreme Court.
What about it?
Do you think decisions made by the Supreme Court affect your personal life? And if so...
No.
So, a little or not at all?
Not at all.
President Biden?
What?
President Biden, do you think President Biden's decisions affect your personal life? And if so...
No. Doesn't affect me.
Would that be a little or not at all?
A little.
Okay, thank you. Your state government. Do you think decisions made by your state government affect your personal life? And if so, do their decisions?
No.
So would it be a little or not at all?
Oh, maybe a little bit.
Thank you. Your city government.
What about it?
Do you think their decisions made by your city government affect your personal life?
No, it doesn't affect me. No.
So will it be not at all or just a little?
Not at all.
Okay. And how much do you think decisions made by Congress affect your personal life? Do you think?
Not at all.
Thank you. And do you think decisions made by the ballot initiatives, like proposed laws that the public votes on directly, affect your personal life? And do you think their decisions affect your personal life a lot, somewhat, a little?
No.
Or, Not at all? Or
maybe very little.
Okay. Thank you. You will now hear some brief descriptions of cases recently decided by the U.S. Supreme Court. For each case, please indicate how it affects your motivation to help enact change through civic participation, like voting, signing petitions, contacting representatives, etc. The first one is, the U.S. Supreme Court has ruled to end affirmative action, which means colleges and universities can no longer take race into consideration in admissions. Do you find that very
motivating? I don't know.
Well, we can have, is it somewhat motivating?